Hello, my name is Kaylin Arnell.
And I'm Chloe Palmer.
And welcome to This Movie Sucks. In this podcast, we watch badly rated movies, so you don't have to.
Yes, and then we talk about them, and we even make a little drink to go with the movie.
So our movie today is called Leprechaun 1993. That's when it was released.
It's definitely, the movie's from the 90s, for sure.
Disclaimer, this movie goes into precise detail about the contents in the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, what are you doing? Grab a bowl of popcorn, grab a blanket, sit on your couch, and go watch the movie. Me and Chloe made a drink that we think the movie would taste like.
Yes.
Or what we think the movie is inspired by. You want to share your drink?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things I could draw my inspiration from in this film, but it's about a leprechaun. I was like, well, I guess I have some Baileys in my cupboard, so I decided to make like Irish coffee, but I put salted caramel around the rim, so it like cascades down.
That sounds yummy.
And I also, it's iced too, because it's chilling. The movie. But now it's all just gone to the bottom and I'm gonna have to mix and just drink it as I go. So I haven't tried it yet. Let me see. How is it? Oh, okay.
Not good?
It's good. I have to get used to it. Wait, let me just stir some more.
Have you not tried something like that before?
I had an Irish coffee once, and that was it. Never tried it again, so that's what, yeah. I didn't think it's not great, but maybe the caramel will make it better.
So what inspired you to come up with that drink?
Well, I had all of these items. And I didn't need to go to the store.
Yay!
I took like, yeah, I have a little bottle of Baileys, like one of the ones you'll find in a hotel fridge. So I used that finally. It's been 3 years. And I needed some energy to get me through the rest of the day.
Oh, same. I tried to make it leprechaun-y. It's kind of green. I didn't have any Irish cream or anything like European to mix with. So I just chose whatever I had. So what I have is this kinky green vodka. It's kind of like a sour apple. And then I have this limoncello. I think that's how you pronounce it. I might be wrong.
That sounds right.
Yeah. I just chose it because I'm like, well, pot of gold. What color is gold? Yellow.
Oh, I like it.
And I put like 2 squirts of lime juice in. And I also rimmed it with sugar, but it's kind of melted now.
Yeah.
I'm not good at rimming.
That's like neon green.
Yeah.
It looks good. That looks something like you'd have on Halloween or definitely need at the beginning of the movie.
I'm just going to sip it. Yeah, it's very like, it's planty.
Planty.
It's like earthy.
It's plant-based.
Because it's got like apples and lemons, so kind of like think of like a clover.
Oh yeah, like a four-leaf clover.
I was like kind of inspired to make a childish drink from like one of the characters in the film. And we'll get into that character later, but I think this one represents the character Ozzy.
Yeah, the guy that doesn't really look like a child, but they'd say he is.
So I chose to put like a little bit of sugar.
It's in there. I was like, when you said you were mixing yellow and green, I would have expected it to be a little grosser color than that bright green.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be a little bit darker actually, but kind of like turned out nice. It's like this light green color.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your reaction to it seemed like it wasn't the worst thing ever.
And also, I mean, I tried some drinks when I was in Ireland, Mm-hmm. And they're much better, I have to say. They drink a lot of beer out there. I don't like beer, but much better than what I made right here.
Yeah, when I was in Ireland, we did a day trip, and we went to the Guinness brewery, and then we went to the Jameson distillery all in one day. It was super fun.
We went there too. I mean, I was a little bit younger, so I didn't really get to try much alcohol, but I still tried a little bit because why not? I'm out there.
I mean, I think in Europe you can drink beer and wine when you're 16.
Yeah.
At least I know for sure in Germany.
I think I was 13. Yeah, younger.
Okay, so even younger. You'll have to go back.
I will. I really want to. Sadly, I didn't see any leprechauns in Ireland.
Apparently, they're everywhere.
Yeah, apparently. You just have to look really hard for them and maybe you'll find one. So speaking of leprechauns, let's talk about our movie.
Yes.
So our movie is called Leprechaun.
First of the series. Or the franchise, actually.
Yeah. This movie is directed by Mark Jones. We chose it because it has a pretty low rating. This movie has a rating of about 4.8 on IMDb and 21% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's pretty low.
Yeah. It's also a horror science fiction comedy. At least that's what it says.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about horror.
There.
And I'm also not too sure about comedy, but...
Yeah. I mean, I did laugh.
What did you think about before, like, when I even just said the movie, let's watch Leprechaun, like, what was your initial thought?
I first just looked at, like, the cover art, and I thought, oh boy, that doesn't even look like Jennifer Aniston. She's so photo-brushed, and just it looks like some CGI, and, yeah, that's... It just made me think, like, oh, this could be pretty bad. And how would they make a leprechaun scary? Was my thought.
Yeah, because, like, leprechauns are usually, like, cute and lovable. I don't know. I found it a little different. My initial impression was, like, oh, okay, so it's going to be set in Ireland. There's some evil leprechaun that runs around town doing some crazy stuff, but really, I honestly had no idea what to expect.
I agree, because I didn't know what to expect from looking at it. Just that I knew it was gotta be bad. Like, is it gonna take place in the U.S.? Is it gonna take place in Canada? Ireland? Don't know.
And it's just, like, I feel like it makes more sense to take place in Ireland, because, mm-hmm. like... Or Europe, because, like, they originate from there. But after looking at the trailer, it was, like, completely different. Like watching it, I was kind of intrigued. Because, like, there's, like, all this stuff happening. And I'm like, okay, so there's a leprechaun inside a box. There's this family. And this leprechaun is trying to kill them. But I don't know why they're trying to kill them. So it didn't really make sense, the trailer. But I'm like, I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, they didn't really show the leprechaun's face too much. They showed his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, creeping out, which, well done, makeup department. You made it look like a fake hand.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I like, looking at the trailer, I was like, this isn't going to be good. But let me give it a shot.
Leprechaun.
It's out. It's out of the crate.
In the movie, there's a leprechaun, and the leprechaun is on a mission to find its 100 pieces of gold that some guy, Dan O'Grandy, took from him. Dan O'Grandy took it from him and brought it back to his hometown to show his wife that he's wealthy now. He stole money from a leprechaun. What bad could happen? And no, the leprechaun did not like that. So this just a bunch of chaos goes on, and like, he traps the leprechaun in the box. 10 years goes by, and a family moves into the house, and then it's chaos again. That's my interpretation of how the movie went for me.
I mean, that pretty much sums it up.
So, like, the beginning, so the Dan O'Grandy, who returned home after his trip in Ireland, leprechaun follows him, and then, I don't know, there's, like, this conflict with him and the leprechaun, because apparently he already saw the leprechaun and knows the leprechaun's following him, I guess? And so the leprechaun, all he wants is to get his gold back, but he's, like, not very friendly about it.
Yeah.
Gonna attack the guy, I guess. So the guy uses this four-leaf clover to, like, kill, or to, like, ward off.
Intimidate, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so it's kind of like what you would use, like a cross and like a demon. I guess that's what they were going for.
Oh, true. True. I didn't even think of that.
I mean, it's kind of cute, but I was kind of confused. I was like, a cute little four-leaf clover is going to hurt a leprechaun.
Right.
And so I did some like research on like what four-leaf clover is like, what the meaning of it is.
Okay.
Because like there's so much history on it. So, they're known as Celtic charms that offer magical protection, and they ward off bad luck. So, I'm assuming that's kind of what they were trying to interpretate.
That would make sense. He's pretty bad.
The leprechaun is, like, bad luck, and so they're using the four-leaf clover to ward off the bad luck, maybe?
Huh.
It's also believed that if you carry a four-leaf clover, you'll see fairies, which is kind of interesting.
He didn't even have fairies, though.
I know, there's no fairies in it. And, like, fairies are, like, a big part in with leprechauns in that. I don't know, they just always seem to come hand in hand with a leprechaun and a fairy and all, like, the traditions. So it kind of would have been interesting to see a fairy.
Hmm. Yeah, did they say anything about magic? Because, you know, he has, like, the green magic puffs that come out of his hands sometimes.
True.
And, like, he can talk people.
When I was looking at the history of, like, leprechauns, I didn't see anything about them being, like, super magical with powers or anything. I think that's just like a Hollywood interpretation of the movie.
Mm. Okay.
The other weird thing is that it was believed that like these four-leaf clovers were made by leprechauns. So if they were made by leprechauns, how could it hurt the leprechaun?
Whoa. I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Also, a shamrock, which is like just three-leaf clovers, is also known as the Holy Trinity. So one leaf for the Father, one leaf for the Son, and one leaf for the Holy Spirit, which I kind of find is quite interesting because it's like, you know, the demon, like, the power of Christ compels you. Well, here's a clover. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's what they were going for.
Huh.
Kind of makes you think, like, maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because I have, like, little knowledge of all the crosses and all that. So that's pretty interesting to me.
Yeah. So, again, in the beginning, going back to what's happening aside from the four-leaf clover. So he uses the four-leaf clover to trap the leprechaun inside a wooden box.
He hammers it shut.
And then I think his wife dies before that, or the leprechaun kills his wife. I don't remember. But I know that something happens and then he's like really mad that his wife died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he hammers, yeah, like you said, he hammers the box shut. And then he goes to, like, put gasoline all over, like, the basement, lights it. But then, like, the leprechaun blows it out. But, like, I thought the four-leaf clover was supposed to stop his magic. So it kind of confused me. Like, he blew the match out.
Right, he said he was weak. Yeah, the guy also had a stroke.
I kind of find that just like a little bit, oh, okay, yeah, that we're just going to do this so that we can end this chapter. Like, he just has a stroke. We're done.
this weird introduction.
Yeah.
Because the acting wasn't great.
Also, I really wish that the leprechaun had a bit more of an Irish accent. Because you would think that, like, from Ireland, like, he has this childish accent, but I wish it was stronger Irish.
Yes. It's like, me.
Hi, my pretties.
Sort of. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. I just would have liked to hear more of that just coming from a leprechaun.
Try as they will. And try as they might. Who steals me gold? won't live through the night.
So 10 years later, this family moves in, and I feel like that's kind of a cliche.
Yeah.
Families always just seem to just move in, and then, oh, the house is haunted. Oh, there's something strange going on in the house.
Yeah. Also, why did they move there?
I think it was like a summer home.
And why that summer home?
Exactly. Especially having a daughter who's very materialistic. The dad chose to have a place that's just like completely run down for the summer.
Yeah, in South Dakota.
Yeah, wouldn't you think you would want to go to a house that's actually finished for the summers? You can have a nice summer off.
Yeah, but how else would the three other characters be involved in the show? Or, sorry, the movie?
Of course.
Because they need the painters to paint, to help.
And, yeah, the painters were kind of just thrown in. They're like, we need some extra characters, so let's add painters.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have been introduced in a better way, not just like, oh, okay, they're going to be painters. Why are they painters? I get they're helping with the house, but...
Yeah, and their truck says, three guys that paint.
Yeah, three guys that paint.
That's their company name.
I love that, though. That's cute. And so with the three guys, you have, like, your typical silly comic relief, not-so-smart guy. You've got your guy who, the hotshot, mm-hmm. who thinks he's all that, flipping his hair and stuff. And then the other little boy who's kind of annoying and bratty and just a know-it-all.
Yeah.
And then the girl who is just very materialistic and girly-girlish, and they're all kind of cliche.
Yeah, and especially because, like, the main guy is like, oh, girls are always scared of, like, scary houses. Like, so he's trying to, like, get her to stay and, like, make fun of her.
And then all because he says, like, that, she's like, okay, I'll stay.
Yep. This basement isn't creepy, you're right.
It's like, okay. I mean...
Meanwhile, it's filled with cobwebs.
Yeah. And then that not-so-smart guy. So his name is Ozzy. And, I mean, he's a cute character. Like, I mean, he kind of, like, makes it a little bit more enjoyable. He's just kind of fun to watch.
He falls a lot.
Yeah. So he goes into the basement, and is he, like, lured by a song? Is that what it was? I think so. And then, because the leprechaun likes to sing, like, nursery rhymes, like.
Yeah.
Like, Mary Had a Little Lamb. I think that's, it's kind of, like, way to lure people. Check out what it is. And then it, like, bites you or something. And then the four-leaf clover was on top of the old box. So Ozzy wiped the four-leaf clover off. And that's how the leprechaun comes out. He was trapped in the box for 10 years. Now he's out.
What are you?
What do I look like, me lad? See that? The buckles on me shoes? Why, I'm a leprechaun.
Was the four-leaf clover destroyed by him wiping it off? Do you remember?
Not destroyed. I don't think it was destroyed. I think it just fell on the ground. So, like, I guess broke that barrier.
So they couldn't have gone and found that four-leaf clover in the end?
No. No. I guess because it needs to be, like, a new clover.
Oh, I see.
Like, to be able to ward off the leprechaun, you have to use a new, brand new clover.
Hmm.
Like, what happens if it's wintertime? There's a leprechaun on the loose. Like, there's no clovers. You're screwed.
True.
I don't want to run into one in the winter.
So then no one believes Ozzy either when he comes up and says that he found a leprechaun. They're just like, oh yeah, sure. So then,
yeah,
they eventually have to go back down to the basement.
Yeah, and like not believing is like another thing. Like, oh, of course the teenagers aren't going to believe him, which makes sense. I get it. Like, I probably wouldn't believe you if you said there was a leprechaun in the basement too.
Right.
But I feel like that happens a lot in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't believe and then they find out.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's kind of like, after all those that kind of stuff happened, we know how the story's going to go. We just kind of know where it's going. Like, oh, a bunch of teenagers find the leprechaun, defeat the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Yep.
I didn't really feel like there was anything new to the storyline.
No, not new to the storyline. You could see where it was going to go. Just little scenes did surprise me.
And then, like, also after that, Ozzy and Alex, they see a rainbow. There's just a random rainbow, and they're, like, it wasn't raining. And they're not even concerned that there's just a rainbow shining to a truck where they find gold.
Nope.
Still, there's no leprechaun. There's just a random rainbow.
Yeah. And when they get there, Ozzy, they stumble upon one of the coins, and Ozzy eats it.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Like, that always happens. Every day.
I don't know how to tell if it's real. You just bite on it. I seen it in a movie. Oh my God. I swallowed that gold coin.
Like, how do you just, like, swallow it? I don't know. Like, wouldn't he choke?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he want to go to the hospital? Oh, also, like, when his dad gets hurt. And then they end up going to the hospital. Didn't he want to get checked out at the hospital for the coin in his belly?
True. You know, he thought it was okay. Like, oh, it's gold. It'll be fine. They also never get him checked out ever.
No. Apparently he's just tough. He's fine. He can get through it. And then they go to, like, so when their dad's in the hospital from being bit by what he thinks is a cat, but it's a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
Is the leprechaun instead? So, again, the leprechaun is making noises to lure people in. So they're at the hospital, and then Ozzy and Alex want to go exchange the gold coins they found for money or see if it's worth anything. But what confuses me is, how did the leprechaun get to the pawn shop?
Mm-hmm.
He's all the way in that little country home. Like, did he use magic to get there? But his magic would be, like, really bad because he was in a box for 10 years.
I mean, I think he can walk and run.
That's really far.
We've seen him run.
He also had, like, these little cars that he drove.
I think that was after.
Maybe he used a tiny bike or something to get there.
So he just magically gets to the pawn shop.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he kills the owner.
That's the one where it's the pogo stick murder, right?
Yeah.
That was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing.
That was funny.
Like, of course, he's like, oh, yes, this pogo stick.
I've never seen a pogo stick murder, and I have to say that that's original. That one was good.
That was so funny. Like, I had to pause, and I had to rewatch it, because I was like, this is gold. Because it's like he's not that big. All he does is, like, squish his face a bit. And he goes, gets his pogo stick, hops on over to the middle of the room and just hops on him a few times, and he's dead.
Exactly.
And that's it. Done.
Yeah.
He, like, stares around the room and he's like, yes, tricycle. Yes, little kid's car. For me, that's the best scene. Hands down.
Yeah, I think that one was really good. On the subject of when we were on coins, I also did a little bit more research on what a pot of gold is, because I like to know things.
Oh, yeah?
In Old England, they believed in fairies. And so fairies were said to be very wealthy, and they would often place gold in, like, random places. And if you were lucky enough, you would find the gold at the end of the rainbow. So, like, the rainbow's, like, shining where the gold would be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So that's why I'm like, oh, fairies go hand in hand with leprechauns.
Sorry, so the fairies put the gold at the end of the rainbow?
Yeah, fairies just, like, bury gold in random places, and that's what it was believed to be.
Oh.
So that's where the whole thing of a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow comes from.
I see. I'm getting to the halfway point of my drink, so... Woo!
Another belief is when the Vikings came to Ireland, they would bury their treasure, and, like, the leprechauns would take it from the Vikings. Would steal their buried treasure and, like, bury it at the end of rainbows, too. I don't know why the leprechauns had to steal their gold, but...
Greedy.
Yeah. That's kind of a small history of gold.
I'm just replaying that in my head. Like, all the gold and He needs his 100 coins, gold coins, in order to, I don't know, be happy, get all his full powers back. I think it's to get all his power back. That's my assumption. That's my takeaway.
Why does he need his gold coins? Because they never really explained why he needs his gold so bad. It's just like, I need me gold. And all those little catchphrases he would say is like...
Do you know any? What are the other ones? Do you know?
They're intense. He says so many catchphrases, which makes sense for a leprechaun. I'll not rest till I have me gold. Curse this well that me soul shall dwell, till I find magic that breaks me spell.
I'll not rest till I have me gold. Curse this well that me soul shall dwell, till I find me magic that breaks me spell.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that what he said? He said that at the end?
Yeah, he said that at the end of the movie.
Oh, goodness. He also looks pretty creepy. His face looks gross. Like, you know that there's something on him. Like, it's like a mask. Like a... What kind of material? Like the plasticky thing?
Latex?
Maybe, or something on him. But they made him look pretty gross.
I think the makeup's done pretty well.
Yes, and it is the 90s, early 90s.
So you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the leprechaun's outfit was, like, done pretty well, too.
Yeah, and he's working, like, running all that way in those heels.
Yeah.
Like, did you see? They're, like, I swear they're, like, 2-inch heels. Maybe three. Three?
That's got to be a workout for the actor.
Yeah. And he's running everywhere.
Yeah.
He hardly walks.
He likes his little, like, bicycles and that.
Oh, yeah. He kind of, in the little cars and, like, on the little tricycle, he just reminds me of a clown.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's interesting, but I don't know about him being in those little tricycles.
Yeah, because on the way back from the pawn shop, he's on, like, in that little car, right?
Yeah.
And then he gets pulled over by the police officer who's eating a donut.
Yeah. No, I love how the cop pulls up, like the leprechaun speeding in his like little car, and the cop pulls up, just like says, like, isn't it, or yeah, like, aren't we a little young to be like driving? And then he's just like, no, I'm a 600-year-old, like, leprechaun.
Say, aren't we a little young to be out this late?
No, I'm 600 years old.
And then, like, he ends up eating the police officer. Or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
And so the kids go home after, like, their dad was at the hospital. Their kids end up going back to the house. And they see that, like, everything is kind of, like, destroyed. The one thing that I noticed is the shoes. He's, like, obsessed with shining shoes.
But why?
So leprechauns are traditionally described as, like, shoemakers. And so I guess that's where it comes from, them being, like, a shoemaker. I'm not too sure why they're described as shoemakers. I didn't go that far into the history. But that would be another reason.
Yeah, they could have explained why he likes shoes.
They didn't really explain, no. But the thing with the shoes is that that was only speculated in around the 19th century. So it's not something that was, like, old. It's recent.
So they got creepy in the 19th century with feet.
Yeah.
Nice little foot fetish.
Oh, no. I mean, okay, could you imagine just coming home and being like, your shoes are just all on the counter and they're all just shined?
So, okay, that's what he did? He shined the shoes?
Yeah, he, like, made a mess out of everything, but he shined the shoes.
Oh, I thought he just, like, placed them around. That's what I thought he was doing.
No, he shined them.
Yeah, why didn't they make more of a big deal about the shoes? They're just like, oh, that's okay. Yeah, so Nathan asks Tori, he's like, can you handle the broom? It's like, okay, yeah, that's all that needs to be done to clean this mess up is a little broom. When the cupboards are flung open, everything's on the floor, just a complete mess of the entire kitchen. But a broom will take care of it.
And they're all like, oh, it's probably like an animal, but like an animal that puts your shoes on the counter.
Yeah, it rearranges the shoes.
Nathan goes out and like he gets caught in like this bear trap.
Yes, the bear trap.
And that's where they first see the leprechaun. And they're like, oh, it's real, I guess. So well, he's hurt. He's injured now. So they try to take him to the hospital. And, like, the leprechaun, they go in and, like, open up the roof of the truck. And, like, there's the leprechaun inside the roof of the truck.
Yeah. Then the leprechaun comes out of the hood and breaks through the windshield and bites Ozzy's ear.
He's like, I don't have an ear anymore. Like, he thought his ear was bit off, but it was just, like, it was just, like, bit a little bit.
And Tori's like, no, 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 you have one. Yeah. You know, the guy's leg, the hero, man, got trapped in a bear trap, but he's fine. He can still drive because he's, like, just this man's man trying to impress Tori. Also, can we comment on the fact that they said Ozzy is a kid, the same as Alex? Ozzy's a full-grown man. He looks the same age as, like, Tori and Nathan, who are supposed to be teens, late teens?
Probably, like, 16.
Or are they, like, late teens, early 20s? Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a kid.
And then Ozzy looks older than them.
Yeah.
Alex is clearly a kid. Like, very young. He always has, like, the cheesy phrases, too. Did you notice that? They seemed very forced.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like, when they're trying to go to the, like, oh, look, a rainbow. You know, at the end of a rainbow, there's, I don't know, there's a pot of gold, something along those lines.
Yeah, there's just so much cheesy content in this movie.
Yes. From Alex.
Yeah.
That stuck with me.
So they're going to try and start the car again. And then the leprechaun comes out and he's like crashing through the garage. Like this little car, this tiny little car. Where did it come from, first of all?
I don't know. That's like his third vehicle throughout the movie. Like it could, like, was it a dirt bike? I don't know. But he attached like a pitchfork at the front of it. And somehow that little car with the pitchfork takes down a big truck. How does that work?
And it's amazing how he had so much time to attach a pitchfork, get the car running, and do all that in just a matter of seconds.
A ring around a rosy, a pocket full of posy.
Leprechaun amazes me.
Didn't even have his full powers yet.
No. No, he didn't have his full powers, and he's just, like, 600 years old, and he's just having a party.
Mm-hmm. Also, we forgot to mention how creepy he was when he was stroking Tori's leg.
Yes.
When she was, like, looking in the truck, and he's under the truck, and he's stroking her leg.
Yeah.
And she thinks that it's Nathan. But it's not.
Yeah, that's another stereotype right there. Like, oh, the girl's just gonna magically fall in love with the guy.
Yeah.
But it's like the idea that...
The 600-year-old guy?
Nathan. But it's just like the idea that, like, oh, Nathan, you're stroking my leg.
No, it's the creepy thing under the car.
She wasn't even fazed by it.
Yeah, she wasn't fazed by it at all.
So after the car thing, I think they go back into the house and, like, try to stitch up bandage.
Yeah, Tori bandages up Ozzy. He's like, oh, are you okay? Maybe it's just, like, a little bite to the ear. She keeps checking on him. They definitely go back into the car again for a second time.
And then I think they get it working. She ends up going back to the hospital.
She has to go see old man McCreary. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, so they go to see Dan O'Grandy at the hospital. because she wants to get more answers. But turns out that it's just the leprechaun dressed up as Dan.
Yeah. How did he beat her there? His little cars?
How does he even know how to get around? Like, it's been 600 years, and how does he know where he's going?
So he killed him, Mr. O'Grandy, and then she finds him in the elevator?
Yeah, he's just, like, in the elevator.
Like, the top of the elevator broke, and he's just emerging from the top, head hanging down. And then she has to be like, so how do you kill this leprechaun?
And he's still talking.
Yeah, he's still talking. He's a bloody mess. Arms flailing.
Like, he's like, you need a four-leaf clove. She's like, how do I get one?
He's like, where?
You need to find one. A fresh one.
Yeah.
She goes looking for a fresh one.
Yeah, from where?
She's like, oh, I give up. I can't find one. And then magically she finds one because she believes. She believes in it.
All right, here, look. I believe.
You found one. I told you.
Yes, and Ozzy made sure. Ozzy was like, you have to believe. And then she, like, ripped apart to the ground and, like, had, like, a chunk of grass.
Like Hulk just, like, rips it up.
Yeah. Tore up the ground, and then magically there's one in there.
Yeah. And then they use it, and, like, the leprechaun's in, like, this shed, and he's like, oh, no, a four-leaf clover, and he's, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And then Ozzy's like grabs it or something because he wants to be like the hero. And honestly, Ozzy's the hero of the whole movie.
Well, because before that, they had to go. So like Tori, she went and got like, they found out that he wanted the gold. So she went and gave him all the gold, which she thought.
Right.
But he counted them all and he's like, 99 coins. Where's me coin? Where's me gold? Or whatever it is.
I need me gold!
Yeah, and then he realizes that it's in, like, Ozzy's belly.
Yeah, so then Ozzy goes out as, like, a sacrifice.
In that scene where Tori gives the leprechaun the gold, there was a continuity error. And so in one of the shots, like, so she gives it to him, and then she's, like, walking back to the house. But, like, overlapping, like, her mouth's not moving, but over that it's like Tori screaming, but she's not even screaming.
Oh really? I didn't even notice.
She walked to the house and like nothing happened.
What? The police never believe them throughout this whole thing.
Yeah,
especially because Ozzy called and he's like, there's a leprechaun and he's trying to kill us.
I know, why would you say there's a leprechaun?
Yeah, the stupid one.
But that's Ozzy.
I mean, the lovable one. The lovable goof.
Yeah. Who saves the day? Who throws the... Alex. Alex grabs his, like, slingshot and, like, slingshots the four-leaf clover into the leprechaun's mouth. And, like, leprechaun's, like, melting. And then...
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and where did he get the slingshot? Is that just something he had in his pocket this whole time?
Yeah, I think I recall in the beginning he had a slingshot and he, like, slingshotted a piece of paper or something into Ozzy's face.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's funny.
So that's how he got it.
Yes. That's most of the movie. Do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? So many final thoughts. It was so bad, this movie, that it makes me want to watch it again.
I need to see what the other movies are like. There's, like, Leprechaun in the Hood and Leprechaun in Space.
I know!
What is he doing there? I'm intrigued. And I think I'm going to go watch them.
Yeah. I still can't get over the pogo stick murder. That is by far my favorite murder ever. Also, okay. The leprechaun could never, like, fully, like, grasp his victims. He always kind of just, like, placed his hands on them. And that's, like, that killed them. Like, his nails never dug into him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he'd just, like, bite them.
And he'd bite them. And somehow, like, his claws did damage. Meanwhile, they were just, like, touching him. So I feel like they could have, like, pierced the skin or made it look like it pierced the skin at least, but...
Yeah. All in all, I would have to recommend this movie to a specific audience, not just be like, hey, here's a horror movie, here's a funny movie, go watch it. Like, you have to have a specific taste for the kind of cheese that goes on in this movie.
Oh, it's... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know those people. I live with one of those people.
Did you watch the movie with anybody else?
No. My boyfriend was working, so I didn't watch it with him, but I Snapchatted. I sent him the video of the pogo stick murder, and he's like, oh man, I wish I was there watching it. Because, like, that's the kind of content he loves. That it's, like, supposed to be good, but it's so bad that it makes it good. You know?
Yeah.
He likes laughing at train wrecks.
Like, there's certain movies that I like that are like, this is just cheesy and now I have to continue watching. So I think I'd rate this movie like a 4 out of 10. For, like, there's just some laughs in there.
4 out of 10 gold coins?
Yes, gold coins.
This is definitely not a horror movie. Because I'm not great at with horror. And I loved this. Or I didn't love it necessarily, but I got through it without being scared at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not a scary movie. It could have been, like, a lot funnier if they just targeted it as a comedy. Because I think a leprechaun movie could be a comedy. But instead they wanted to try and target it as a horror movie, which didn't really work well.
This came out before Jennifer Aniston made it big.
I don't know if it was her first movie. Like, they say it was, but I think she had some other kind of, like, small roles and things. I also know that Jennifer Aniston likes to deny that this movie exists. She doesn't think she played in this movie.
No way. She's like, no, that can't be me.
I heard that in, like, a video that Warwick Davis, the guy who plays Leprechaun, was doing.
Okay.
Oh. What was she like, and how much does she love having Leprechaun on her CV?
She tends to deny that movie ever happened.
No.
I mean, honestly, though, I might deny that I was in this movie if I made it as big as Jennifer Aniston did.
True. I mean, the cover art for the movie doesn't look like her anyways.
No, and, like, in the movie, she's gorgeous. Like, she looks stunning in that movie.
Yeah. She honestly, her acting was pretty good for that movie. I'm not saying it was great, but compared to the rest.
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't have airbrushed her so much in the cover photo.
Yeah.
According to Warwick Davis, the movie was originally planned as a straightforward horror film. But since Davis was like, no, this is not working, he's like, let's add some comic elements. So could you imagine the movie without any of those comic elements?
No.
I mean, I don't think it would work.
No, it'd be worse. Like, I'm struggling to rate it. Like, I don't know where I would. Like, as a horror movie, probably like a 3 to 2 gold coins out of 10. But as like a comedic train wreck, like a 7. Because that was exactly what it was.
Warwick Davis started to regret making the film, but he decided to continue going on with it as people started, like, wanting to see more of it. So he just continued with the sequels. He's like, fine, I guess I'll continue.
Is that like a, like, does this movie have, like, a big, like, cult following?
Apparently it does.
Huh.
I don't hear much about this movie, but I'm sure there are people who are, like, have shrines in their basement. They're like, Leprechaun. And, like, they celebrate him on, like, St. Patrick's Day or something.
True. I should dress up like him for or not Halloween, for St. Patrick's Day. That'll come up eventually.
Yeah. That'll take a lot of makeup. Because apparently Warwick Davis sat in the makeup chair for about like 3 hours every day, which is like typical, but it's still a lot of time to get your makeup done.
Yeah, he needs several touch-ups. Well, one thing I did like, though, like I liked the scenery they chose when they were at the beginning when Tori and her dad were driving to the house. I was like, wow, this place is really pretty. That like initial shot.
I'm like, why did they choose North Dakota? Like, out of all the places.
It's probably the place that, like, nobody would go in the States. That's, like, she really just had to go here. And then, like, the house was nice, too. Like, they were clearly outside. Like, they didn't shoot it in, like, a studio, you know?
Yeah, it was clearly, like, shot. Most of it was outside. And I think that worked well.
Yeah.
There is a scene when the leprechaun was chasing Tori in the wheelchair. So Jennifer Aniston actually had to run in like slow motion so that Davis could keep up with her.
Oh, really? In slow motion? No way.
Then it had to be like manipulated. So that's why the wheelchair was like going so weirdly fast.
Also, what I noticed is like whenever the leprechaun came into a scene, it just looked out of place. And he would, like, walk in. It wasn't, like, a big, oh, he's here. It was, like, he, like, just walked there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, when, like, Nathan had just got, like, bit by the bear trap. And the leprechaun doesn't come in all creepy. He just, like, walks into the scene. And he's, like, I got you.
There's another, when they were, like, I think it was when they were picking the clovers. That Tori still didn't believe that the leprechaun was real. Like, she was still trying to deny it. Even though it was so clearly real.
I guess, did she not see it at that point?
Oh no, she saw it, but yet she was still trying to deny that there's no leprechaun. So I'm like, but you saw it.
The scene where the leprechaun kills the cop, how he's like gets out of the car and then they're suddenly running through the woods. It looks, he probably had to slow motion run as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he looks like he's running so fast and the leprechaun just comes like hobbling through, like peers behind the trees. He's like, oh, I'm coming to get you.
Yeah. When the phone breaks off, you can tell that there's nothing, like, attaching any, like, this is another continuity, that there's nothing, like, attached to the wall, like, no wires or anything. So it's just, like, you could tell it was just a prop.
Yeah, and, like, when they call 911, like, Tori has to call him again. And then the phone breaks off, and then it starts playing the creepy, what are those called? Lullabies? Children's songs? Through it. At the beginning, when he's talking, the old lady, that was so weird and funny because he's just like holding her head. That whole beginning was weird. How do you think like the filming was?
I honestly thought the filming was going to be terrible. Like from the trailer, it didn't look that great. But going into the movie, like it wasn't that bad. Like some things were a little bit weird, like I don't know, there's some blurry things in the movie. It's kind of hard to see at some points, but I didn't think it was terrible. And for a 90s movie, got to give it credit that it was filmed okay.
It was filmed okay.
It's the plot.
Yeah.
And the script that just didn't work.
Some casting. This does make me want curious about the next movies in the series. Looking at Leprechaun 2... The cover art is of the leprechaun, but this time at the bottom of it, it says, this time, luck has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it's like this purple like background.
Mm-hmm, purple. You can see like there's a cityscape there. Like it just, where did he go this time? How did he get there?
Yeah.
I have so many questions. But Jennifer Aniston doesn't appear in any of the rest of them.
Definitely not. If she denies that she even starred in the movie.
It exists. It looks like there's like at least 5 or 6. Because there's Leprechaun, maybe Leprechaun in the Hood. There's the original. And then there's Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
I wonder what he went back for.
So I think there's 7. Okay, I feel like we need to watch the rest of them.
Yeah.
Would you watch this movie again?
Probably not the first one. I'd probably watch the rest and then forget about it forever.
What? So you say this movie sucks? You think it sucks?
I don't think it's like the worst movie I've ever seen. It's pretty funny and like, but I just don't think I'd watch it again because I'm not the type of person who likes to continue watching movies unless I absolutely love the movie.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you a pass.
Would you watch it again?
Yes. Definitely will.
Watch it with your boyfriend?
Definitely will. You know, holidays, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween.
Yeah, watch it on St. Patrick's Day with him.
Yeah.
Make your shot or your drink.
My drink, my coffee drink that's almost finished now.
I haven't even drank in mine. I just kind of forgot about it.
You're not drinking your earthy drink? Earthy drink that looks very not earthy. Like extremely bright and kind of like Kool-Aid, I guess.
That was This Movie Sucks. I'm Kaylin Arnell.
And I'm Chloe Palmer.
And we watched Leprechaun. We might recommend it for you, but it really depends if you like cheesy horror comedy. Stay with us next time when we watch Krampus.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Bye.